That was the biggest red stripe I've ever seen.
Okay.
Thick stripe.
Okay, so I'm DJ Hex Mob, as you all know, and we have Big Chuck here.
Yay.
Along with
DJ M.
Yay!
Yippee!
Yay!
Yippee! Okay.
So today's topic is anime, and JM, I have a very serious question to ask you.
Yeah, I was warned of this beforehand.
I was not.
One, what are your top three anime?
That's a tough question.
So answer.
Okay, let me think. Definitely, I would definitely put, I'm really bad at remembering the names of things. One second. Seven Deadly Sins. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood's definitely, two or one.
Okay.
I would probably say, honestly, I might, put Jujutsu Kaisen on there, because, it's so good so far. It's just amazing.
Relax, Magic. Chill out.
Sorry.
You're having a heart attack.
Oh.
Do we need the Jeopardy music right now?
I was about to start singing it.
Okay, for number three, I'm going to go for one that's a bit rare, and it's probably not that good if I looked back at it, but it had such, it was one of my favorites growing up. I'm going to go with Blue Exorcist.
Ooh, okay.
I never watched season two. I know that season two came out, this year or last year or something. So excited to see it, but I just don't have the time.
Okay. So for my next question, have you seen Death Note?
I've seen part of Death Note. I didn't see all of it. I had a friend that I was going to watch it with, and then, a bunch of stuff happened, and they were gone, so.
Okay. And
not dead.
Who is your
not dead.
Who is your favorite character in Death Note? Now, this will make or break.
Oh.
Okay.
Make or break what?
Shh. Oh, okay. You're going to have to bear with me, because I don't remember, their names super well, because it's kind of confusing, because, I know there's L, and then there's Light, and those are different characters. But probably, L, or not L, the girl. What's
no, name? No, no, no!
I'm just kidding, I'm no. just kidding.
You're kidding.
Just,
are you serious?
Yeah, I'm kidding. It's the detective. It's the detective.
Which was not one you like all changed up that answer?
Not the one who's always hunched up with his...
L?
Yeah, L.
Okay.
He's cool because he actually cares. He doesn't want to genocide every prisoner. I like that about him.
Okay, we are totally two different people, and you almost gave me a heart attack. Oh my gosh, I hate Misa.
I didn't even get him far enough of the show to see her.
Misa's the girl. I hate her with a passion, but that's another story for another time. But no.
My actual favorite character is that one girl detective who was who they imply would be able to break the case really fast, and then... she has the conversation with Light, and he's he pretends that they're both going to be on the squad, and so she uses it to get her name. And then there's the whole moment where he's waiting for the time to click down, and then he's oh, by the way, I'm Light.
Yeah.
And then it's oh.
Yeah, she was cool. No, my favorite character is Light, and I always have an argument about this with I don't know if. For whoever's listening, I don't know if you remember Cameo, but we used to argue back and forth on why I liked Light and how he was a bad person, but I just favored the antagonist a lot more, and he was just one of those people that I have wholeheartedly put as first place.
Did you talk about Neon Genesis Evangelion with Cameo?
See, I can't get into Neon Genesis.
Oh my god, it's so hard to get into, but once you watch it, you're like, man, what? What? Because the show itself is weird. It's very weird. And then you watch the movie, and the movie starts out just insane. Off the cuff, worse than anything that happens throughout the entire show. It's just I can't even say on air what happens, because it's crazy.
It's insane. But, okay, moving along. So you said one of your favorite animes was Jujutsu Kaisen. Mm-hmm. So who's your favorite character from there?
Okay, so I haven't met all of the characters so far, but I would... Gojo would be an easy pick, but I don't want to say it's him. I'm honestly, at the moment, leaning towards either Megumi or maybe...
I still have no idea what you're talking about.
We're going to get to you. Give us a minute.
The guy whose cursed abilities that is speech.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
You can only talk about rice balls.
I know exactly who you're talking about. I don't remember his name because he was friends with that one girl.
Mm-hmm. The one with no cursed energy?
Yeah, her and then the panda.
The panda,
the
yeah.
The panda freaks me out.
The panda.
I haven't seen his cursed ability yet. I was talking with somebody else and I was like, okay, they're obviously going to kill the character. by the way, this isn't spoilers because I don't know what happens, but they're obviously going to kill the panda character because his ability is being a panda, and they were like, what? No, his ability is not being a panda. He's just also a panda. Okay.
He's just a panda.
Sorry, I just assumed that his ability was like the strength of a bear or something.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what are we talking about?
The panda from Jujutsu Kaisen.
We were talking about Jujutsu
Kaisen. I'm trying to watch your levels at the same time.
I have no idea what's going on. Me either, man.
No, my favorite would be Sukuna. Only girl, he's so fine.
Sukuna.
Ooh, he's fine, yeah, bro.
No,
like,
you're right. I like.
He's fine.
And I can't even say like you're up because like he's literally sitting there on top of the throne, just like absolutely slaying. Like.
Oh yeah.
Keep in mind these are all fictional.
No, he knows he's a 10, okay?
Oh, most definitely.
Somebody touches his soul without consent, fucking kills him.
It's amazing. DJ Magic, what's your favorite Jujutsu Kaisen character?
It has to be Gojo? I know for a fact that someone is listening and that they're not a big fan of it, but I will put my foot down if Gojo was to come down here and like open the door and say, hey, I'm not gonna say that.
That's wild.
Gojo would not be in, like, there's so many high schoolers interested in Gojo.
I know, the fan base is so wild when it comes to Gojo.
Well, I don't even mean the fan base. They're like, in the anime, it's like all of the high schoolers are like, oh my god, it's him. But yeah, his fan base is wild.
No, it's insane.
No, the fan art goes crazy.
I think I'm the only sane person at this table.
Okay, no, we're getting you next. Okay, Charlie. So I know you've seen Pokemon, right?
Oh, God.
I watched the very original. That's like the only anime I've ever seen, except for like two episodes of
it. And you've seen all of the very first one, right?
I don't know if I've seen them all. I mean, it was a long time ago.
Okay, you know Team Rocket, right?
Oh, a classic. Yeah, yeah. Jesse and James. Yeah. And the Meowth.
Meowth. Who's your favorite Pokemon character? Like, person-wise. Not Pokemon specifically, but like person-wise.
I don't know. I never really cared about the people all that much.
James. It's James.
Oh, I love James. But anyway.
Cool. The bisexual so cross-dressing icons.
Oh, I love James.
Team Rocket's the best.
James is amazing.
That was funny.
I don't know if you've heard this theory, Charlie, but there's been theories where people are saying that Giovanni is secretly Ash's dad.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Okay, you have. And I've created my own theory.
I've created my own theory.
I've created
my own theory to where, yes, Giovanni is Ash's dad, and Giovanni sends down Team Rocket just to give insight back on Giovanni on how Ash is doing.
Why don't bro just go there himself?
Here's the thing, though. He doesn't want to, like, tell Ash...
Okay, Charlie.
He doesn't want to tell Ash the truth because, you know, Ash's mama's still alive, and we... Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just looking.
And
respectfully.
And in the Pokemon movie, the recent one, where with the, I don't know if you've seen it, but with the boy who like
the boy
who can only speak Pokemon, he like lived in the jungle, whatever. And
no, I didn't even know there was a new one. I knew that they finished Ash's thing because he becomes like a Pokemon master.
The only reason why I watched it is because I read online that Ash mentioned his dad. So Ash knows who his dad is, but I have a feeling that it could be Giovanni. Nobody's just saying anything.
Because
we don't know what happened. He could have left at a young age. I don't think he's
maybe
dead.
He went to get the milk.
Or hear me out. The professor from the first show isn't his biological dad, but does end up marrying his mom.
I feel like Professor
Oak.
Gonna have it. But then again, it's like
that one.
Yes, that one.
The one who's like, okay, boy, go fetch all the Pokemon while I hang out with your mom.
It's strange, though, because Professor Oak is, what's his face, Gary's grandfather.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And so I don't know how that would work, because if Oak married, this is so weird, I don't know how we got on this time.
I'm saying, you had, like, all these questions for me, and now all of a sudden we yapping about
Chuck,
Pokemon.
I actually have a question for you. What would you say was, you said you watched another anime, what
I've
was
watched,
that?
I watched, like, two episodes of another anime.
Seven Deadly Sins.
Well,
what was, who were you watching it with, and why?
Oh,
I have a story about this. Back in the day when I was younger, I lived in a different house, and all of my family members on my mom's side, including the stepfamily, like lived there. You know, it was me, my mom, my stepfather, and then my stepsister, and later on down the line, my little half brother Benji, who is both the bane of my existence and the nicest thing that's ever happened.
Benji, like the Benji at this school?
No.
Oh, okay.
What, are you stupid?
I don't know. I've never heard of anybody else named Benji.
That's so real. That's what my grandma said when my mom wanted to name him Benji. My grandma was like, that's a dog's name.
Oh. That's crazy.
Anyway, he's no, you can't be doing it back. Anyway, back to the actual story, because I forgot what I was going to say. He's relevant to this story. He came on way later down the line. I don't remember how old I was at the time. But I just remember that my stepsister used to watch the Seven Deadly Sins, and she used to be all over all the characters. She was like, oh! Yeah. And I just happened to bust on in and be like, what you doing? And then she was like, I'm watching that TV show. You know, quote unquote TV show, because I was stupid. I didn't know what anime was at the time. And so I was like, okay, can I watch with you? And then she was like, yes. So then we was sitting there and we was watching Seven Deadly Sins together, and I've watched like 2 total episodes.
Two?
I've watched like 2 total episodes.
I have a question. How much older is your stepsister than you?
Like a year or two. Maybe 3, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said she was 19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
And I'm only 17.
Yes, that's 2.
Okay, I can't do math, all right? Look, I had it this morning.
We
I had
just
it this morning.
Had
Look,
statistics.
I had it this morning, and the morning is over.
Anyway, I had another question.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, Amy, okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen Dr. Stone?
No, I haven't watched Dr. Stone.
No!
I'm in the middle of Jujutsu Kaisen, and then I want to watch the Blue Exorcist season 2. No.
I like Dr. Strange.
Jujutsu Kaisen's not even over, is it?
It's
still going.
Are you thinking of planning to watch the movie afterwards?
Oh, I forgot there was a movie. I'll probably watch the movie, yeah.
I'm going to be so honest. I wasn't a big fan of the whole movie. I'm going to be so
Did they change the characters or something?
No, they added a character.
Oh.
They added a character.
That can make or break an entire series.
They did that with One Piece. They started adding like the side characters and stuff with the movie.
Yeah, that's how I know about One Piece from memes.
From what I've heard, that couldn't ruin Jujutsu Kaisen because they can just kill him.
True.
I don't know if they do. I haven't seen the movie, of course. But like, if people don't like a character, they can just be like, eh.
True. Okay. Have you seen JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
I've seen so many memes about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
It's so fun.
I'm a fan of the artwork and like the story.
Yes, my sister hates it because of how the art style looks. She says their faces look too strong, but I'm like, that's the best part.
The best part is their fashion sense. Okay,
that too.
The what could best be described as queer fashion sense of the main characters and side characters and every other stand user in the universe.
They're all gay. Like
Dude, literally there's a scene of a dude with a pink shirt that has like a heart like chest cut out, and then there's another dude who's licking his face to tell
him. Oh, Bucciarati, yeah. I've seen parts 1 through 6. I'm waiting for parts 7 and 8 to be animated, but Araki is already working on part 9, and I'm like, you have.
Oh,
two
how many
other...
more parts are there?
9 right now.
I thought they had like a. They said like we're only gonna have this many parts, right?
I have no idea.
There were only 1 through 8, but then I don't know what happened at the end of 8 because I haven't read the manga because I'm broke. I don't have manga money. Also, I don't like reading manga online.
Didn't Netflix? No, that was part 7.
No, part 6. Netflix took over part 6, which was dumb. Because when I first started watching, part 6 only had 4 episodes current, and so I was keeping tabs on everything, and then they finally finished the first part of part 6, and then they released the second part of part 6. Oh my god, I cried like the whole time. It was sad.
You guys want to know what my favorite anime is?
What?
Say it.
My favorite anime is Adventure Time.
No, you sure it isn't Avatar The Last Airbender? That's not your favorite?
No, that is so good, though. I love that one.
It's not an anime.
I don't know why people think that Avatar
is
an
It's the
anime.
Art style.
It's a good cartoon.
Okay, so that comes to a good question. How do you define anime?
I would just say animated content that comes out of Japan, or maybe just like out of Asia, because I don't think I would be like a show out of China wouldn't be an anime.
Well, that's different because I don't know if Korea animates their mangas or anything, but
oh, that's true.
I feel like anime would just be specifically out of Japan.
That's probably true.
Who decides these things?
Nobody.
Okay,
it's these people in a fan club, and they don't wear deodorant.
So every convention member ever.
Yeah.
That comes to my next question.
Have you
seen My Hero Academia?
I've seen pieces of it.
When I was in middle school, the first person I ever dated, which was a long time ago, and also wasn't really a relationship, because at the time, neither of us knew, but we were both trans and both not interested in that gender.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, and they were like, oh yeah, I'm a big fan of My Hero Academia. And I was like, sure, why not? I'll watch it. So I got like through to the point where they're in like some multi-school competition or something. And mm-hmm. then I was like, this is kind of stupid. I don't like this. Because like the whole plot is like, what if in a world where everybody has powers, it's a character that doesn't have powers, but actually he does have powers. Well, okay.
It's very cliche. It's terrible. I've seen a couple of episodes and I've watched one of the movies. I come to the realization that I did not like it. I watched it in sub though, so that was my first mistake. It doesn't really sound good.
I prefer sub over dub.
I prefer sub two. But it really depends like on the anime and what I've heard in it first.
It really depends.
Because Pokemon sucks in sub. I watched one episode of it in sub. It was terrible.
I wish I could watch Jujutsu Kaisen in dub, honestly, because Gojo's voice actor, so good. Oh.
Uh-oh, Magic fell out of her chair.
Yeah, it's because she knows that Gojo's voice actor is like the manliest man. He's like,
yes! Oh. Okay, but yes! Sukuna's
another voice red actor stripe.
In sub. Oh,
yeah,
my
he
God.
Is really good.
Oh, my God.
Every moment with Sukuna is like, what if there was a dude in your head and he was like the hottest guy ever and also he was in control of you?
That sounds
weirdly
like
Ratatouille. Take me away. When's the wedding? Take me away.
Wait, no, that sounds weirdly like Ratatouille. Somebody is in your head
you
in control.
You did not just bring Ratatouille.
I was going to say, did you just say Reddit?
So let me get this straight. Do you
Ratatouille? Where did you get Reddit from?
I said Reddit.
Do I look like I'm wearing a fedora?
Based off of that question, I would just like to ask, do you think Remy's hot?
Is no.
That, what?
Because it's a man that lives in your head and controls you. And I was like, that sounds weird.
Remy
like
doesn't live in your head. He lives on your head.
Like
Sukuna is in your head.
Big Chuck likes rats.
No, I do not. They're cute, though.
My fan theory Some is that Sukuna was never real, and it was just Itadori's made-up boyfriend that he's just that keeps him going. You know,
the schizophrenia.
Yeah, he's really powerful, but he keeps it limited behind his made-up boyfriend.
Oh, as SpongeBob once said, imagination.
All right, well, thank you so much, DJM, for this wonderful anime talk, and we hope to have you back on.
I still have no idea what was going on. I am the only sane person at this table.